This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Friday. It's a meat Friday. I just went out, checked on the Traegers. Barbecue, pulled pork sliders, smoked bratwurst, pork belly, bourbon baked beans. Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Yes, Paulie.
Turf and turf and turf.
Yes. No surf, a lot of turf here. Nice. Yeah. Welcome to the show, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. Had some fun with Charles Barkley. If you miss any of our interviews, you can go back to danpatrick.com and listen to that. You can also listen on the podcast. One of our favorite guests, he was awesome the last time, Channing Frye, former NBA player, NBA analyst for Turner Sports. He'll dissect what happened with the Bucks and the Hawks, and as we move ahead, if there is no Greek Freak, is Milwaukee good enough to go to the NBA Finals? And is Trae Young going to be available coming up on Saturday? Lightning and the Canadiens, game three. That's coming up tonight. Bucks Hawks will be on Saturday. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. McLovin said that he had a headline-worthy, earth-shattering poll question for the second hour.
Yes, this will make a lot of people angry, including people in this building.
All right.
It's July 4th, so a lot of people will be grilling up hamburgers. All right. What is the, you could go either way, the best topping for a hamburger or the worst topping for a hamburger? And I'm going to a recent poll by bestlife.com that lists the most popular toppings.
All right.
Number seven, mustard. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Number eight, mayo. 40% of people like having mayo on their burger.
That's horrible. Horrible.
It's ahead of bacon.
It's horrible.
It's awesome. I love having mayo on a burger. It's very French.
You're American. It's 4th of July.
Hey, the French gave us Statue of Liberty. Actually, it's French is to put the fries in mayonnaise, too.
Oh, I know.
What about mushrooms? Acceptable?
Yeah.
Avocado. Yeah. That's a big one.
Okay.
How about putting French fries on the burger? That's a hot new trend.
No. I've seen it, but no.
Onion ring?
If you want, but no. All you need is lettuce, tomato, and you want to put pickle on there, then put some ketchup on there. You're good to go.
For our LA crowd, how about an egg? Isn't that the, one of those famous In-N-Out, or somebody puts an egg on there?
You have to ask Seton because.
Yes, I know. It's one at Seton. I don't even want to get this started. Hot sauce is number 15.
Yeah. That's all right.
Ranch, and finally Thousand Island.
No.
Thousand Island's pretty popular.
Yeah, but you don't need it. I mean, if that's the case, go to McDonald's and get one of those burgers.
Let the meat be the star is what you're saying.
Yes. I mean, it is on my grill. My meat is the star on my grill.
It always is.
Yes, it is. Of course
it always is.
Nice try, Todd.
I love it. Like ketchup, mustard, onions, pickle, lettuce. That's the standard, right?
Yeah, Yeah, I think so.
Is that standard procedure?
Yeah, standard operating procedure. Yes, Todd?
No, I'm just trying to shake off some of the recent comments you just made.
Okay.
About how powerful you are with your grill.
The Peacock original Lost Speedways is back. It's an all-new second season. Dale Jr. with Matthew Dillner. They pick up where they left off, uncovering great American racetracks. I saw one of the episodes a couple of weeks ago, and I thought that they did a wonderful job with it. Season 2 streaming now exclusively on Peacock. Sign up at peacocktv.com to get started. We get phone calls coming up. We got our poll question, I guess.
I could put that up. I can make it even matter.
Okay.
I can just defy what Charles Barkley said and throw out a going into July 4th weekend NFL poll.
What's the NFL? Well, Charles just said the NFL takes over every day. I mean, that's obvious, but
I'm actually fishing to see if you have any buzz here, but if I gave you a crystal ball and you could tell me what's going to happen in one of these situations, which would you want to know? Aaron Rodgers coming up on training camp.
Every time I tune into ESPN, they tell me that Aaron Rodgers wants out. That's the headline. That was a headline this morning. I've yet to hear Aaron Rodgers say that he wants out or a confirmation of that. At some point, if Aaron Rodgers wants out, yeah, better say something to somebody here, or just say, look, I'm not playing this year. Whatever it is, it feels like he wants out. Until I hear it from Aaron Rodgers, I'm not going to believe it. You got Devontae Adams, who's going to sign a contract extension with Green Bay. I don't know. Feels like that's a positive thing for Aaron Rodgers.
So will he be at camp July 27th?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm betting that he would, will. But this ESPN headline that says Aaron Rodgers wants out.
But it wasn't that the headline on draft day?
Yes.
They haven't updated that headline?
But look, when we had Adam Schefter on, he said that this was a compilation of information here. There wasn't a statement that was made that day. It wasn't imminent, but it certainly felt like that, hey, he wants out, and he could be traded as early as tonight. Okay, that was a long time ago. What's the other NFL headline?
Will Tim Tebow make the Jaguars? That's the second one.
I'm going to say no.
Are you curious?
I'm slightly curious, not anywhere near what I am with Rodgers.
Real one, Deshaun Watson. Is anything going to happen? Is he going to be playing football in the end of July?
I'm going to say no. I am curious that if he does show up, how awkward that is. He doesn't want to play for the organization. The organization probably doesn't want him to play. But what do you do? When can you do it? And when can you trade him? Yeah, Paul.
If you're put on the commissioner's list, if a player is put on the commissioner's list, are they paid still? Do they still get paid by the team?
I think so.
Because I was thinking, like you said, if the Houston Texans could be tanking, and if their best players on the commissioner's list, they're going to be by far the worst team in football. They're expected to be the worst team with Watson back. This could put them in position to get the first-round pick. I wonder if they would mind if their quarterback is put on the commissioner's list.
Here's something that Fritzy just sent me. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers rumored to be in early discussions. Early stages of discussions, although nothing substantial has happened yet. This according to ESPN NFL insider Jeremy Fowler. Okay, early discussions about what? About staying? About going? A contract extension? What? Is there any other language in there, Todd, that I'm missing?
No, it's like it seems like it's like intentionally vague. It doesn't say, are they getting closer to going up their separate ways or closer to working it out. When you first read it, it makes it sound like they're going to ultimately try to work something out and have him stay in a Packer uniform.
Okay, I don't see anything here. They're in early discussions. I don't know what that means. Okay. I'm guessing that they're always in discussions. The early stages of discussions.
I think this is about the contract. I'm reading Todd just sent around.
Okay, so then he would be staying.
Oh, he's definitely staying.
But I tuned into ESPN this morning. Rodgers wants out. The banner on top of the screen. Aaron Rodgers wants out. And then Jeremy Fowler saying early stages of discussions, although nothing substantial has happened yet.
This is not, when you put the word rumor in the headline, that means it's not news and not a report.
I don't understand this. And then ESPN reported that there are teams monitoring the situation. That doesn't mean anything. I mean, when I watched Jenny Batchy, you know, dance with Jay Keffley at the prom, I was monitoring the situation in case I could dance with her.
So we call it stalking.
Yes, maybe. But what does that mean? You're monitoring the situation. So a couple of teams are keeping an eye on this. All right. It just feels like we don't have anything to tell you. Ding, 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 ding.
Beginning stages of discussion.
That's where you're thinking about having discussions.
Internally, the Packers have said, we're going to start talking to Aaron.
Oh, God. My business. Without Tiger Woods on tour, some people are worried, or certainly were worried, that golf might be less interesting. Now, we miss Tiger, but Bryson DeChambeau is making a valiant effort to fill up that vacuum. And he and his caddy, Tim Tucker, are, quote, taking a break from each other.
Seeing other golfers? Are they seeing other caddies?
I don't know. Tucker was on the bag at the beginning of the week. They're in Detroit, the Rocket Mortgage Classic. And then all of a sudden, this doesn't happen where you're getting ready to play that day, round one, and you go, we're going to take a break. You don't take a break right before you get ready to tee off. You're on the range. Well, of course, Brooks Koepka had to weigh in. He tweeted that his caddy was the best caddy, and the rivalry is great. I wish they would have been playing in the match against one another. But I hope they get paired together one of these days. Next week, he'll be paired with Aaron Rodgers against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. And with DeChambeau, you never know what you're going to get. But this is just another layer to that rivalry that these two have. Yeah, Paulie.
Doesn't that make Bryson DeChambeau even more interesting? The fact that he's having a breakup with his caddy on the day of a match. That he's a very unique individual. This is good. We need more unique individuals.
I guess. But I can't imagine, like, what there had to be a lot of things that build up to this, and then it could be just one thing, one word, one moment, and then you're like, I think we should start seeing other people. We need to take a break.
Why won't you use the 7-iron? Say what you want to say. Say what you really want to say.
What are you trying to say? You want me to hit the 8? All right, I'll hit the 8. Just say it. It's not about the 8-iron. It's about you. I think we should take a break. It's good, fun, but until DeChambeau and Koepka get paired together, it's just like a flirting period where they just don't like each other. They're in the same area, in the same tournament, on the same leaderboard, but until they play together and then you see what that body language is like. And maybe there's part of this where you go, no, let's keep them separate as long as you can. You have Koepka's tweet?
Yeah, Brooks Koepka, like an hour after it was announced that DeChambeau and his caddy, air quote, broke up, Brooks Koepka posted, couldn't do it without my guy, Rick, best friend and greatest caddy to do it. Ricky Elliott Appreciation Day. Ricky Elliott's his caddy. It's a picture of him walking arm in arm with his caddy.
Oh, that's good. Todd's got a limerick. And Todd, are you ready with your limerick? This is about the Bucks over the Hawks last night.
I am.
Okay. Well, why don't you give it to America?
I can, in my regular voice.
Is there another voice that maybe Todd?
Bob Dylan? I don't know.
Bruce Springsteen?
Oh, are you capable? You're kind of a one-trick pony.
It's tough. You have to, like, sing it to kind of do Springsteen.
And plus, Springsteen, Mr. America, Born in the USA, Red,
Perfect.
White, and Blue, 4th of July. Okay. Do you think you can pull this off?
I'm going to give it a shot.
Okay.
Well, that was pretty sneaky, making the Hawks look rather creaky. Lopez and Portis made runs, one win from playing the Suns. Bucks team effort got all kinds of freaky. All right, come on now.
All right. Woo-hoo. Great call.
Bring it home. We're going to go home now. We're going to bring it home now.
That's only one song.
One great example of the overratedness.
Wow.
Of the boss. Yeah.
Wow.
I got to say it.
Wow.
Santa Claus is coming to town. All right. Here comes Santa.
You know you're going to hell.
Really?
Yeah, for doing that to Bruce. You're doing that to America when you do that.
I am. I had to be said, though.
I know. I understand you don't like Bob Dylan. I get it. Okay? You don't like his voice.
It's a little irritating. I'm sure that, you know, the lyrics are great and the words and all that. Maybe I'm not appreciating, you know,
no,
the
you're
words
not.
Part of it.
You're not. You're not.
But once he starts again, I can't. I don't know. I can't get there.
I know. But he does have a great message that he's sending. He's been doing that for
decades. How does it feel when you're on your own?
Going to take a break here. Channing Frye will join us coming up. We'll get to phone calls as well. One of my favorite shows, Bosch. I binged watched the final season, season 7. And one of the stars, Jamie Hector, he was in The Wire, and he's also Bosch's sidekick. And we're going to have him on in about an hour from now. Frank Kaminsky, I got to be honest, I didn't even know Frank was on the Phoenix Suns until we had the incident with Patrick Beverley where he pushes Chris Paul. And then there's big Frank there. Frank the Tank is just standing there, and he doesn't do anything. And I said to Paulie, I said, reach out to Frank, see if he wants to join us. Yes, Todd.
I think Patrick Beverley actually looked at Frank Kaminsky and says, what are you doing here? Yeah. I don't think he knew he was playing in the NBA.
We'll take a break. It's 16 after the hour on this Friday. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories for 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
The Olympics begin July 23rd, live from Tokyo on NBC. I saw where the NFL fined the Niners, Jags, and Cowboys for OTA violations. Jags fined $200,000. Urban Meyer, $100,000. Niners were fined $100,000. Coach Kyle Shanahan, $50,000. Cowboys fined $100,000. Mike McCarthy fined $50,000. Don't you want your team to get in trouble with an OTA? Like, would this be viewed as a positive? I know that it's costing you money, but, you know, you're trying to kind of circumvent the rules. I know that the health and safety of the players is the highest priority here, but I don't know. I kind of looked at it like, yeah, all right, Jag's doing something there. Yeah, Paulie.
Every time an Urban Meyer team has been in a jam or investigated or looked at, they're usually winning something. Like at Florida, they were winning. At Ohio State, they were winning.
Phone calls are welcome. We'll get to those coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Channing Frye killed it last time he was on with us. Turner Sports NBA analyst won a championship with the Cavs. Turner Sports NBA playoff coverage continues tomorrow night. Game 6, Hawks-Bucks at 8:30 Eastern. And you can catch Channing on hashtag NBA Twitter live during the second half of that game. Channing, thanks for joining us. What do you make of this matchup in the Eastern Conference right now?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think, you know, I don't know if we've had an opportunity to watch these guys play, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, injuries are something that happen, right, in all sports. And to see this Hawks team go from, you know, they're pretty good to, holy crap, they're two games away from the NBA Finals, and I'm in Atlanta. At no point in my life did I ever think that we would say the Atlanta Hawks are two games away from the NBA Finals. And then for the Bucks, like last night, like I talk about how dominant Brook Lopez was in 2013 and 14, and people actually saw it. Like he wasn't doing anything above himself. Like obviously he went crazy, but Brook Lopez is a monster, and Bobby Portis is good too. So, you know, we kind of get on the Bucks for being boring, but they got some hoopers. Like Jrue Holiday, I love. I think he's one of my favorite, top five favorite players I've ever played against. In a league, just respect-wise, just what he does. And obviously the Clippers and Suns series, you're just watching guys get an opportunity to be in the limelight. You're seeing a lot of these young guys step up, which is awesome. It's that new generation.
I just wonder about Giannis. No structural damage, but to come back from this injury.
There's no way he could do that. I've done it. And then we were talking with Shaq last night. It took us 6 weeks, and I had to wear a brace just to be comfortable. You know, when you stand up, like when you bend your knee's not supposed to bend like that. And then your muscles get stretched out. So even when you're standing up, I don't know if you watch him, like, you know, I watch little things. When you stand up, like your knee may buckle like that. And it's just like, it's the worst feeling. It like cringes your stomach. And anybody that's happened to, unless there's some new type of technology that I don't know of, I don't think we see him this series. And then if they do win, which I think they are, I don't know if we see him for, you know, three or four games into the NBA Finals.
What about Trae Young's availability for this next game?
I mean, listen, you got to look at Trae and be like, hey, Trae, we need two games out of you, and this is it, right? I mean, bone bruises are crazy. I know guys that try to play through them, and you get maybe 50%. So can you win with a 50% Trae, right? And that's really what you're – because at the end of the day, the first – and I said this yesterday. The first three plays of the game told me that the Bucks are not playing around anymore. That they go, we are two games away from the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Right? If you were a kid, or if you at the beginning of your career said that, hey, you could have an opportunity to be two games away from the NBA Finals and have a chance, even without Giannis, you're going to play a little different. And they started to play a little different last night. Like, they went to the rack at will. Drew Holiday was posting up all their guards. So if you're hobbled, they're now starting to attack everybody. Herter, Bogdanovich, like, you know, anybody who comes in that game, they're using their bodies. And Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday, I think, really set the tone last night.
Yeah, I just wonder, and I know it's easy for me being the get off my lawn guy, and back in my day, these guys would play hurt. I mean, these are big investments. I mean, the Bucks, this is a guaranteed contract the Greek Freak has.
Right.
You know, $250 million here. But you don't know if you'll ever be in this position again. And that's where I wonder, like, how much can we expect? I want to be fair to him. I want to be fair to Kawhi. You know, these guys who have injuries, having had, you know, six knee surgeries myself. Like, I understand it. But at some point, is it wrong for us to ask for you to do a little more, given what's at stake here?
I think... Yeah, I'm just going to talk about Giannis. I don't know Kawhi's situation, but I know this. These dudes are some of the most elite players that sacrifice everything. Giannis has done every single thing right. Like, Giannis is a good dude. He plays the game the right way. He doesn't take days off. His teammates love him. He plays with ferocity every single night. I always look at it as, if that was my son, would I let him play? The way his knees buckled, right? The way he has, I don't know the doctor thing. I understand the big picture of, yes, you're going to the finals. But I also understand the picture of Giannis has an opportunity to be one of the all-time greats. He has that. That is more important than the now, because I don't want you to go out there and you're 20% or 5%, and all of a sudden something more happens, and then you regret that moment, right? Giannis, you're special. Like, this is not a finger. This is not, you know, an elbow on the other side, right? This is not a wrist. This is his knee, and he can't be Giannis with a knee that is wobbly like a hot Twizzler. You just can't do it.
Are the Suns going to be the favorite no matter who goes in out of the East?
I love the Suns, man. I know I'm from Phoenix, so I'm a homer. But they play good basketball. Like, that's what – like, my son just got into basketball last week. He played lacrosse. He played hockey. He played all the suburban sports. And finally, they were like, yo, you got to start playing basketball. And I tell him to watch the Suns. Number one, Monty Williams coached me. I think Chris Paul is still underrated. And Devin Booker.
Now, why do you say Chris Paul is underrated?
Well, because everyone now is talking about how good he is just because he went to the finals. It's like, dude, he's been this good for 16 years. Like, and I'm lucky enough to have conversations with Charles and Isaiah Thomas. And we are talking about guys who never had a chance to win, but who were bad, like who were absolutely ridiculously good in their time. And Chris Paul has been ridiculously good in his time. And he's a true point guard. Right, those things are like, you know, like antiques nowadays. Everyone turned into a combo guard because they couldn't get Chris Paul. They couldn't get that guy. And so between him and Devin Booker, they kill you on mid-ranges. That's against all the analytics, right? And so hold on. Wait, what? Are we not talking about analytics now? Because Devin Booker dominated, like, absolutely. He, like, flicked it off like a little booger on a table. He's like, get that mess out of here, right? So I tell my son to watch him. Like, all he does is, hey, if you're going to follow me, I'm going to shoot the floater. If you're going to give me the right pull-up, I'm going to take this. Just take what you can get. And at the end of the day, if you can shoot all of it, you're going to average 30. It's easy. It's simple. The game is simple. And they just play good basketball, and I think The Hawks play good basketball. Obviously, I like Nate McMillan, what he's been doing with that team. Guys are coming in and stepping in. You know, last night they just got, you know, they just got big boyed. But it'll be an interesting game next game.
Yeah, and we're talking to Channing Frye, the Turner Sports NBA analyst. He won a championship with LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I carried him.
You
until
did?
Until the finals. Yeah, and I told him, this is you.
Like this, I got you at this point. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, like I got you here. Let me take the rest now, right? There's no big guys out there for me.
And you know what? I've never seen that story written, so I appreciate you telling me.
Yeah, it's exclusive right here. You're like the world.
Very humble. That's what. How often would you get yelled at by LeBron James when you played with him?
Oh, man. Not as often as you think. He's more of a look guy.
Well, Jordan like would give his teammates. Jordan gave his teammates the look. You didn't want the
LeBron look. Got looks.
Okay, what LeBron would make looks. Him? What would make him give you the look?
Lack of confidence. So, like, if he passes you the ball and you don't shoot it because you missed two, he'll look at you like you're crazy, and then he goes, "You don't think I know what I'm doing? Shoot the ball." And I'd be like, "Dang, yeah, you are LeBron, so I probably should shoot it next time." It's all encouraging. It's all good. He's one of the best teammates I've had.
What would he do with Ben Simmons, Channing?
Okay, well, I'm just going to speak for him. I'd tell him to switch hands. Like Tristan Thompson switch hands.
I've been saying it since his freshman year at LSU. I thought that he was a right-hander and he was shooting left-handed. I feel
like
that.
LeBron is left-handed and shoots right-handed and does things right-handed. LeBron writes and eats left-handed. So for me, let's start over, Ben. Okay, already it can't get any lower because you don't take shots. So let's work with the other hand because then it's new, it's fresh. You don't have the, you know, we used to say you don't have the yips, right? On his left hand, his elbow's out, his wrist goes to the side. He's trying to like aim it. He doesn't have feel. So learn how to have feel with your hand. Like you got to feel the ball as a shooter. You got to have like a nice smooth motion. Now, if you start from scratch, almost like Chuck's swing, have you ever seen Chuck swing left-handed? It looks perfect. And then you see him swing right-handed and it was better now. But like then it kind of got a little chop because his mind is used to doing it the wrong way more than it's used to doing right. Hmm. Ben Simmons is one of the most talented guys in the NBA. And the criticism he's getting is only because of that, right? And only because it looked like he was afraid to not look cool, right? He was afraid to be embarrassed at his shot or at his thing. To me, I just tell Ben Simmons, give me three spots this summer. Give me three spots on the court where if you go there, you'll be willing to go 0 for 10, 0 for 20. But for us, we know you're working on just three spots. And then free throws, just give me 50%, 34%. You could kick that thing in there for the 34%. Come on, man. But shoot granny style. You don't got to be cool. You got to just help us win. Shoot granny style.
Is trash talk a lost art in the NBA today?
Yeah, we were talking about that too last night. Everyone gets so personal about it. Because sometimes dudes don't know how to do it correctly. Like they really, there's so much information on people. Like, I don't know if trash talking used to be hearsay, where now people could Wikipedia and talk about your uncle who, you know, end up going to jail for something. You know, it's just too personal. But trash talk is great. I think it's good. I think.
But what would you say? Did you trash talk?
Only certain times for certain guys, if I needed to. I'm a nice guy. Like, I smile a lot. I like life is good. You know, a long time ago, a doctor told me I was going to die. And then I played another 6 years in the NBA. So I have like a glass half full all the time attitude. And so I needed to be mean sometimes. And when I knew the guy across from me was really nice, I needed to talk reckless to him. And I mean, I'd literally just like, I don't know, cuss him out. Like he got my order wrong at McDonald's, right? Like just anything, any little thing. I would make things up. You know, I think they say Bobby Portis imagines that people slap his mom. Now that's a little serious for me, but you know, Bobby Portis is crazy. But to me, I would just be like, this dude wants to steal food off my table for me and my kids. And then I would just kind of get mad that way.
Would you have an appendix? Is that?
No. So they thought I had an enlarged heart. So they thought I had cardiomyopathy,
which
is way more serious than appendix.
Yes, it is.
Appendixes hurt. Yeah. I had a swollen appendix for 6 weeks and was flying. And when the doctor found out, he was like, I don't know how you didn't die or how you didn't get appendicitis. And I was like, well, I didn't. So let's get that nasty little thing out of here.
Well, you had, you know, Chris Bosh, who had to go through that where they just said, no, we're going to shut you down. I mean, there have been, you know, you have Hank Gathers, you have Reggie Lewis. I mean, we've had these players. Pete Maravich at age 40, they found out, you know, he had heart issues.
Marcus Aldridge.
Yeah, he has to shut it down as well.
Jeff Green had to get surgery up his chest. He'd open his chest up.
Scary.
It's a gnarly scar.
Yeah. Who do you think? Do you think there's any chance LeBron gets Dame Lillard to L.A.?
Did you see what I wrote? I live in Portland, so I said, Dave, don't fall for the trap. If people don't know my humor, so like they're like, Channing, stop hating. I'm like, man, I'm just joking, right? First of all, there's always a chance for everything. And here's why. I think the communication between your owner, GM, coach, and star player should be fluid, right? And I think you're seeing that. You're seeing that in Phoenix, that works, right? James Jones, Monty Williams, Chris Paul, Devin Booker are on one page, right? They bring in the right guys. They have the right attitude towards the game. There's just enough pressure to develop the young guys, but to always expect to win every game. In Portland, I don't know if that communication is exactly there now, but we have to wait. I think Chauncey Billups was an amazing player who doesn't get talked about enough. He was like, if you were up or down 3 or 4, Chauncey Billups was going to win that game. Like, they don't call him, like, Chauncey Billups was hitting big shot after big shot. So I think his communication with players is going to be great. I think he's going to hopefully unlock some of the guys who have been kind of settling in.
They just have injuries, though, Chauncey. I mean, Channing. I don't know. If I'm Lillard, I'm 30, and I'm looking at all the other great players, and he is a great player, but he doesn't play, you know, hadn't had the opportunity to play in meaningful games, and I just don't see it happening.
So where would you have him go?
I would not let him stay in the West if I'm the Blazers. I would look at Philadelphia if I thought I was getting equal value for him. And that's not just we get Ben Simmons. I got to get something else here.
Yeah, oh yeah, you got to get a lot. Because Damian Lillard is the heartbeat of Portland.
Yeah, I know.
You got to get a quote-unquote generational talent that is going to stay there, right? I mean, for instance, you got to be like, here, I'll give you Damian Lillard for Ja Morant. Like, to me, that's equal. To me, that's equal. I know that's crazy to say, but Ja Morant will stay in a small market and develop as you go through the rebuilding process, right? If you were to get rid of Damian Lillard. So who's a young guy that is going to stay in a small market? Because you don't want to trade Damian Lillard for Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons is like, okay, I'm here for 2 years. Now I want to go to New York, or now I want to go to Brooklyn. You need somebody who's going to like dig their roots into that. That's how rare he is.
But Ben needs to be in a smaller market. He needs to have a team that's his. Like, I think part of the problem, he's in Philly. They expect to win. Doc Rivers comes in. Embiid, right. MVP candidate. Ben needs to be in a place where he can play, and he can play in games that might not be meaningful, and it can help him get some confidence back.
Right. So basically, if Orlando had a package, you would send him to Orlando. They're completely rebuilding.
Yeah.
They got some young guys.
Yes.
Yeah. And here, Ben, we're going to develop you.
And then you could have Ben and Markel Fultz play on the same team together.
Yeah. Well, I just named Orlando. It's not like I was even thinking about their roster. I don't know if I put those two together, but you know, I think again, I agree with you. Ben Simmons is a guy that needs, like Giannis needs a Chris Middleton. Ben Simmons needs to be the best player or the most dominant player.
Well,
but
he
not
plays
the best
different
player.
When he didn't have Joel Embiid in the lineup.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that Doc Rivers conversation went, thank you, Ben. I love your service, but we're rolling with this dude on a nightly basis.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that feels, because they've always been, oh, you guys are 1A, 1B. Now it's like, no, Joel's 1, 2, and 3, and you're 4 in defense.
But did you ever go to the line and like, you lose your – you were a really good shooter, but you go to the line, and sometimes when you're not moving, like playing golf, that ball doesn't move, and it freaks people out. Whereas baseball, you're throwing it, I got to swing. Like, we love the reaction as an athlete.
Yeah.
But when you get to the line, everything stops. And it's just you dribbling, looking at the basket.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a moment where you go, I lost confidence, or what the hell did I just do?
Oh, yeah. You know, me being a shooter or a specialist, right? Like I'm out there for one reason, right? I'm out there to space the floor, and my biggest joke was like, hey, when I'm out here, I may not have any points, but nobody's getting double teamed, right? You can play one-on-one as long as I'm out here, because if I get a chance to shoot, I'm going to shoot it, I'm going to make it. So that was my running joke, and that's kind of the attitude I have towards the game. And so for me, you have to always go back to the work. You always got to imagine when you were, you know, when I was a kid, it was 115. I'm out there shooting with my dad on that hot half tennis court, half basketball hoop in my neighborhood. Right. And I remember those days where it was like, it was everything and nothing else was more important. Right. And then you realize you come back to that moment where it's like, dude, it's a free throw. I've done this a trillion times. Like, I'm not in this arena. It's just me, the hoop, and the work that I put in. And you just go shoot it.
Yeah, but you can practice bad habits. When I go to the driving range, I can hit 100 balls. But if I'm not doing it correctly, then I'm not getting any better. And I think
that's the player's fault. Yeah. That's the player's fault. You cannot be a max player or somebody who is an upper echelon all-star, and you don't have – there are amazing elite people to teach you how to shoot, how to break down film, how to dribble, how to do all the major skills to be successful. So that's nobody else's fault but your own that you don't do it. And again, I go back to LeBron. This man hurts his ankle. He has 20 around-the-clock care. If he's hurt longer than 2 weeks, he has somebody change his diet, right, because he has a chef. He doesn't drive because he's icing his knees. He's doing this. He's watching film. So there's no excuse, because what he has, you can do, right? These guys are getting 100, 200, 300, 400 million, and you're worried and you can't shoot a free throw? Stop it. Find somebody who's the best shooting coach in the world. Hire him for a summer. Have him stay at your chateau on the side, because you know you got a firehouse, and teach you every single day. Create a relationship with that person. So he's not just there for checks. So he's there for you. And so he can communicate with you how to be the best you.
Why don't you
do
it?
Not everyone has talent, huh?
Why don't you do it?
No, I don't have the patience. Shooting is very simple to me, obviously, because that's what I do. And so people get too much. Like, you got to humble yourself before the game. Right. You know what? I felt like I was one of the best shooters. And every day I would do the most simple remedial things, the basics that would help me build out how I became a shooter. That's the only way to do it. And you got to humble yourself. It's boring. It's tedious. And you got to sit there and do it. And you got to do it perfect. And then you go to step two. And a lot of guys want to skip it because they're talented. But you can't do that.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
This is great, man.
Yeah,
of course.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man. That's Channing Frye. That's a Turner Sports NBA analyst, and he's part of Turner Sports NBA playoff coverage. Continues tomorrow night. Game 6, Hawks-Bucks. Take a break. Phone calls next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Even though Todd doesn't want me to, I'm going to take some phone calls.
Really?
Here. Yeah. No, I'm going to. Absolutely. By the way, McLovin likes to bring up the fact that these playoffs, not exactly a great display of talent, a deep spread of talent here. The number of G League players playing in the Eastern Conference Finals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's just the guys who played. That's not the, they're more on the deep bench, but I've never heard of most of them.
Chris Middleton, Bryn Forbes, Bobby Portis, Giannis's brother, PJ Tucker, Clint Capella, Solomon Hill, Lou Williams, all played in the G League.
The best part about that, PJ Tucker, his team was the 2006 Colorado 14ers. I don't know. Is that a big year?
I have no idea.
That was a long time ago. Yeah. PJ Tucker's been around.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Mike in Florida. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good, sir.
So I got to tell you that I completely agree with Todd's take on Bob Dylan. I'm all for message, but when that message is being delivered by somebody who sounds like a cartoon character that just woke up and took a bong hit, that's where I got to draw the line.
Wow.
And can I also, Todd, I need some expertise. On the Hall & Oates song, I can't go for that. I was listening to that the other day. What can he go for? I really can't figure it out.
Thank you, Mike.
I know he can't go for being twice as nice, and he can't go for repeating the same old lines. I don't know if that really clears it up much. I think it's supposed to be vague, as only Hall & Oates can do.
I can't go for that, no can do. Yeah. Well, those are some deep lyrics. You don't like Dylan's lyrics, but you like Hall and Oates.
It's a little better than "She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, So You Should Be Glad and You Can't Be Mad" or whatever the Beatles were trying to get to with that pop hit.
Wait, now you're bringing in the Beatles?
Yeah, I agree with McLovin, and I've always agreed with him that the Beatles are overrated.
I'm not as loud about it. It's Friday. I don't want this heat.
Yeah. What? You guys are idiots. Yes, Paul.
You've got my body. You now you want my soul. Don't even think about it. Say no go.
You got to say no go in that situation.
I'll do anything that you want me to. I'll do almost anything that you want me to. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Is a line.
Man, that's so deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. John in Vegas. Hey, John.
Daniel Patrick Jr. III. What an honor it is to speak with you.
Well, thank you, John.
You know how it is an honor to be nominated for an Emmy, but yet you're still disappointed when you do lose. I'd like to talk about... Wait, first I want to say that every other sports talk show host and sports talk show show is the big mouth at the end of the bar, but the Dan Patrick Show is the bar. But I want to talk about the honor and the disappointment. Because you played my Happy Meat Friday, by the way. You played my Meat Friday.
John, you're all over the place. John, you're all over the place.
Let me just tell you how what an honor it was. It was like out of a biopic when you hear your song on the radio for the first time, and my eyes are darting about, and I'm like, wow, he's playing my song. But then you cut off the last two lines, and I was denied my suck it back row, Dan.
All right, well, you just got it in there, John. Todd, thank you, John. Todd, you're right. I shouldn't have taken phone
calls. You don't listen to me. You're the boss. You do your own thing.
Like John was saying nice things, but I apologize, Todd.
You give you valid suggestions, and you just go right through the stop sign. That's on you.
I just didn't know where he was going.
That's what you get.
I know.
That's what you get.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you. Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff.
What up, though? How am I supposed to follow that? My God. What's going on, Dan? Happy Meat Friday, fellas. Listen, you guys had a wonderful string of shows. Some guy called in yesterday. I don't know who that was. He was real disrespectful, though. Quick question, though, Dan. On your way out the door, my question to you is this. If you had to start game four with either Chris Paul, Giannis, or Trey, who you taking? Last game for all the marbles. All of them are healthy. Who you got?
So I have a random team here. I would probably take the Greek Freak. I don't know what I can plug in with Chris Paul, and I don't know what I can plug in with Trae Young. But at least with Giannis, I know I'm getting 30 and 15 at least. Just about every game. And that's really hard to count on somebody to give you those numbers every single game. Oh, we got a great guest list final hour coming up, Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.